how to wholesale real estate, and secret sauce to get most leads. Okay, reliable sauce. Okay, reliable source, but secret sauce, right? That's what we're about to talk about. Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about how to wholesale real estate and secret sauce to get most leads, okay? Reliable sauce, okay? Reliable source, but secret sauce, right? That's what we're about to talk about right now. As usual, I have a question that comes in, but before we dive into the question, I have a quote that I should read to you so you can have the proper mindset behind how I answer this question, okay? In this lesson, you will discover how to wholesale real estate and the four things, sauce, you must pay attention to in order to get the most leads. We will dive through these four, namely strategy, attraction, obsession, consistency, guru data, and most people fail because they get this wrong, okay? So now, here's the question. Hey Ola, what marketing solution, DM, which is direct mailing, driving for dollars, that's not a marketing solution, that's a data source. Bandit signs, flyers, knocking on doors, I guess, Facebook, YouTube, online ads, website, lists, cold calls, SMS. See, this guy has figured it all out. He knows all the different marketing strategies, except that he thinks driving for dollars is a marketing strategy. Actually, driving for dollars is just to collect data, unless you're also knocking on doors as you're doing it. See, if you're not reaching people, you're not marketing yet, okay? If you're not reaching people, there's no marketing involved. If you're just collecting addresses, that's just data collection, and there are cheaper ways to do it rather than selling your time, okay? It's just a matter of being knowledgeable enough and being an entrepreneur long enough, learning how to apply leverage long enough to know that, okay? But some of y'all need to experience doing things the wrong way before you figure it doesn't work, okay? That's fine. That's also fine, okay? Have you found the effectiveness of one solution, direct mailing or cold calling, for example, is consistent or inconsistent across those markets? In other words, is cold calling or whatever you use as effective in Dallas as it is in New Jersey or not? Thanks. All right, so this is a fantastic question, okay? But there's also something I picked from that question. It looks like somebody who is reading a lot, watching a lot, but they're not taking action, okay? If you're watching my videos and you're not taking action, we got a problem, okay? That's not how I taught you. I need you to take action. Because your success story is basically what I feed on, not the views, okay? So if you notice on this channel, we're not the biggest of views or anything like that, because the people that watch this, for the most part, they take action, okay? All right. So because I don't share the fluff or the most sexiest of ideas like drive for dollars, you're going to become a millionaire tomorrow. But those that really think about this as a business, right, over time will benefit from this the most because they have the skill set that it really doesn't matter if wholesaling is legal or not. They're going to make money, okay, because the skills will always be legal, right? All right, so now let's dive in through some of the things I want to share with you. The first thing of the four sources that I want to share with you is attraction, okay? Attraction. So whatever marketing strategy you choose to go with, okay, if you're not attracted to the idea of it personally, it's probably not going to work for you, okay? Why? Because you can't be consistent long enough until you get results. It's never gonna be enough if you're not attracted to the strategy. So with that being said, squash everything I said about driving for dollars. If you're really, really attracted to the idea and that's really what makes the most sense to you, there's a good chance you're probably gonna be more consistent with it, okay? There's a higher chance you're gonna be more consistent with it. And I would say, go ahead and give it a shot and try to be consistent with it, because if you're consistent long enough, you will do deals, okay? What are the chances? Well, the odds are against you. 98% fail trying to do that, okay? All right, and I mean 98% of people who actually try it. I'm not saying 98% of people who get into the business. That's not what I'm saying. Who actually try it will fail doing it because it just doesn't make sense in the digital age, considering how fast information needs to move. The second thing, obsession, right? It's almost related to attraction when it comes to the marketing strategy that you choose. See, like I said, this person already knows all the marketing strategies there is to know, but he's missing these four things I'm sharing with you. The first one is you have to be attracted to the strategy, okay? So if I share with you digital marketing, which is what I share with you here, if it's attractive to you, you're probably gonna be more successful in it. If you like the idea of manual work and you must touch it to feel it, then driving for dollars or knocking on doors may be more attractive to you. If you like the idea that you need to hard sell people, which is wrong in digital age, people have the power of choices, but topic for another day, right? If you're obsessed with the idea that you just want to sell people on giving you their property, chances are you're going to be more successful doing this. So the third thing is consistency. Attraction, obsession will allow you to be consistent. You need that ingredient, that sauce right there, that secret sauce is the only thing, okay, that will get you the most leads, because you're just going to be that much consistent with it, okay? Consistency, okay? So here's the problem with consistency. Most people are positioned in a place where they're not going to be consistent, okay? They're positioned to try things that they will get tired of and they will quit on themselves. It's just the way business works. This is not a job, remember? There's no paycheck next Friday. It's completely up to how you're able to stick to one course, focus on one course until success, right? It's your ability to do that. And most human beings can't, okay? I'm just being honest with you, okay? Can you? Yes, you can. But it's a matter of choice. But also, there are forces beyond you. Some of it, you have to be born an entrepreneur. Some other one, you have to just be obsessed. Okay, so the last one that you need to understand here is to avoid guru data. Okay, gurus will come into a meetup and they will tell you, and they will literally pull numbers out of their ass and tell you that that's the data. But the truth is that no one can knock on doors long enough to record enough data to know if it works or not, unless they've done it. For the most part, gurus don't do that. The guru is that shooting videos for you and have a camera following him around to build a YouTube channel. It's not knocking on doors. There's not enough time in the day to do that. So I want you to, for yourself, think for yourself. Does it really make sense when a guru tells you that 100% of people that drive for dollars make money? Well, we kind of know that's a lie, but does it make sense? It wouldn't make sense to you, right? So with that being said, right, you got to be careful with guru data, okay? If they can't show it and tell you these are the numbers, or you yourself, or teach you how to read the numbers yourself, then don't, you know, just take guru data with a grain of salt, okay? And that's your fourth source, okay? Your fourth source to having the most leads. If you have these four things in mind, you are gonna get the most leads in this industry, more leads than most average person will ever get, because everyone else will be busy asking questions like this around town, looking for the gurus to tell them the secret sauce. What's the best marketing strategy? Would all of them work? The question is, can you work long enough until it works? That's the real question, okay? Do you have a pipeline of leads coming in? Will you be able to have a pipeline of leads coming in, or you're going to be stuck on one lead chasing after it and you're going to be disappointed if it doesn't work out? Are you positioned in the right place so you can win? That's the real question. So with that being said, I have a free book for you. If you're brand new here, just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and go get it for free. It's called smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And if you go there right now, I'll give you this as well as a bonus real estate money secret. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.